Now let's talk about who gets the value of a project in Mississippi. The port of Gulfport was ravaged by Hurricane Katrina 6 years ago. The state has put about $500 million toward the restoration of that port, calling it a critical resource. But as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, some local residents fear they won't see the benefits.
The port of Gulfport sits just off Highway 90, a main road that runs all along the coast. Katrina's 30-foot storm surge nearly destroyed this facility, which is the size of about 50 city blocks.
It was actually 100% useless that day.
Don Ellie is the port's executive director.
There was debris in the channel. You can't bring a ship in if there's debris or anything to compromise the safety of the vessel. A lot of our docks, 7 of the 10, they just weren't safe to use.
The restoration will increase the size of the port by about 50%, deepen the channel, and raise the port's elevation. We can't get too close to the construction, but drive nearby with Ali, who says the project will create a bigger economic engine here, especially as the region vies for business related to the expansion of the Panama Canal.
I think the port is not only vital to the immediate 20, 30 blocks that surround us, it is vital to the region.
The port expansion includes a new access road intended to move truck traffic from the coastal highway to Interstate 10. But the road goes right through a number of working-class neighborhoods, including Villa del Rey. Anthony and Eunice Crane's brick home backs up to what will be a new thoroughfare. They've seen several blocks of homes bought up and demolished to make way for the road.
I understand that's your money maker, but, you know, we live here. They don't live here.
There's a picnic table in the yard just off the back deck, and Eunice Crane says it's where their 6 children and 7 grandkids get together.
It changed a lot because we probably can't hear each other talk.
Then you think about the exhaust and all that stuff coming through here.
From the big truck, the diesel smell and all that stuff, you know.
The debate in Gulfport is not unlike the controversy surrounding the construction of interstate highways decades ago, which pitted established neighborhoods against economic expansion. But since Katrina, neighbors, activists, and pastors are coming together to question plans that really weren't examined before.
And I would like to say welcome to our first COAG structure and planning sessions.
Pastor Anthony Thompson is part of the Coalition of African American Communities. The group held its first meetings this summer. He knows they can't stop the port road, which was planned well before Katrina hit.
We don't want to just complain about the road and why we don't want it here, but we also want to present a plan of something that we think will work.
Thompson says the communities affected the most should see some real benefits.
So what we're looking to do is create a mixture of self-owned businesses and maybe some franchises, stores that fit what other people in this community are looking for.
The pastor is among those who have questioned more than $500 million in federal recovery funds being used to help rebuild the port. In 2008, civil rights groups sued to get the state to spend more money to rebuild low-income housing. A settlement was reached, but Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says the recovery funds were always for more than just housing.
The money was for much more than just housing. The money was to try to bring back the Mississippi Gulf Coast bigger and better than ever. The fact that it coincided with the expansion of the Panama Canal made it the most promising economic development project that we could do to help the coast come back.
All along the Mississippi Gulf, housing activists say thousands of homes damaged by Katrina still need to be repaired. But everyone here also knows they need good-paying jobs in order to get people to remain on the coast.
Sometimes you have to make sacrifices.
Donald Evans is with the International Longshoremen's Association in Gulfport. His office will be bulldozed to make way for the new port road, and that's a hassle. But Evans says just 20% of his union members are back to work since Katrina, so he says the port expansion will be a big help.
Like I say, you know, it's not a whole lot of jobs in Gulfport, especially Mississippi, that pay $30 an hour, you know, for unskilled and basically uneducated labor.
2,000 jobs are tied directly or indirectly to the Port of Gulfport now, and state officials say that number will double when the expansion is finished in about 5 years. But some question the estimates and whether those who live here will actually get the jobs. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.